Welcome to Think on This, a podcast by Table Think with Joshua and Carrie.
How come it's so late in the month?
I don't know. It goes by so quickly.
It does.
Which is kind of the funny thing if you think about it. Like, we're always thinking that time goes quickly. But then any time that, like, I don't know, it's like every time I'm sick or whatever, then I'm like, I wish that would go quicker because I'm not feeling good. Yeah. Yeah. Or if I'm waiting for, you know, if I'm cooking something. Yeah. Those are the times.
Oh.
But yeah. I'm like, I am the one who sits there, you know, what's that? The watch pot never boils or whatever. Yeah, I'm the one always watching, waiting.
Oh, see, I get really busy with other things while things are cooking. Not always a good idea.
True. Yeah, that could lead to some other problems.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, you might ask my family what they've had to do for dinner before.
Yes, that's something to watch.
That's right.
But yeah, so yeah, time is marching forward into May. So
right.
I can't use my marching joke
I
anymore.
I know you said that
since
quite a
March.
Bit
I know.
In May.
Yeah, I know. If I had thought of it at the beginning of March, I would have done it.
But you're just using it for May.
Yes.
For
so
fun.
Now I'm using it for May. We marched through March and we're marching through May.
So how are you today?
I'm doing good.
Are you?
Yeah. I got a decent amount of rest last night, and that always is a factor in how good my day is. So
your Monday night was good.
Yes.
So you could be launched into Tuesday.
That's right. So
yeah.
I could have a good week.
Well, I'm excited today about our message. And what we're really talking about is kind of the power of worry and what it does in our life. And I don't know, you know, how many times I've heard someone go down this road by telling a story, and I just have labeled them. Are you ready for this? The yeah, but stories.
The yeah,
you
know, but.
You try to give them kind of that sensibility, that common sense of,
right.
But here we are, this is what's happening. And then they start going, yeah, but this could happen, or that has happened before. And they go down this trail that it's not happening
right
now. We're okay right now. But they see ahead, but they see it with worry.
Yeah.
Have you talked to someone that way? I'm asking you some hard questions today.
I have. You know, I would think that I actually, because I really... I'm someone who kind of like, when I think about the future, I really lay out all possible options.
Okay.
Yeah. So I've probably spent time where I've walked myself down that same
trail.
Yeah. It's just like, well, this, but then what if that? And yeah,
okay.
But this could happen.
Right.
And yeah. And before you know it, things are looking pretty gloomy and you're very depressed about whatever it
is. See, I think that's where strategy comes in. And I know you're really good at strategy. And so, you know, to me, it's looking and evaluating something with strategy is a lot different than just going down that trail to the, you know, at the end of the story, it's not good.
Yeah.
Well, in the book of James, we've talked about this before, about wisdom. And in that same passage in James 1, it starts with verse 5 and about wisdom. And then it goes into what happens. It says that he must ask in faith without any doubting. For the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea. And I would just insert worry in this. Driven and tossed by the wind, for that man ought not to expect that he will receive anything from the Lord, being a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways.
Hmm.
And I thought, well, that's pretty big stuff until you start thinking about what worry does to us.
Right.
You know, we're not at peace. We're not calm. We don't even know what we're asking sometimes because, you know, you've gone down that pathway.
And it can be very paralyzing.
Yes.
You're unable to move forward and do anything.
I can, you know, I'm just going to tell you this. I have a gift.
Okay.
I can help people go down that road. I'm really good at thinking outside of the box and how horrible it could be.
Things could go.
Yeah. And I've always thought, oh my goodness, I cannot use that power.
Yeah.
Because it's something that really is a negative impact on someone. And instead, I think that there is this whole other scenario of saying, but this could be the answer.
Yeah.
This could be how it goes.
Right.
And so the first thing that I always ask people when I'm sitting down with them is what I'm going to ask you. Are you ready?
Okay.
Is that the story right now? You know?
Yeah.
What are you going to say? Well, no, but it could be.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right now, it's not all those terrible things I'm
thinking. So let's
thinking.
Take it from here.
Yeah.
And let's talk about what God wants for us.
Right.
And what God wants for us is what we've talked about, that God wants good.
Yeah.
We've talked about good so often and don't even think that we're not going to talk about it more. Because I think we sometimes as human beings have it in our head that God doesn't understand where we're at or what's happening, and that good is not for us.
Right.
So, you know, that mentality, I've been in churches that have that mentality that, you know, if you do this, it's not going to be good.
Right. Yeah.
And so we kind of follow that train of thought. Maybe it doesn't even exist anymore. Back in the day, you know, you would sit and like, you'd be scared to death. Well,
right.
God is the God that promises good.
Yeah.
And so I think that as we're going through this week, that if we remember, let's don't be double-minded with worry. Let's be stable, not unstable, by just taking the story where it's at and looking where God is going to move it into the good.
You've been listening to Think on This by Table Think. For more content and information, visit our website at tablethink.com.